There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan.
My brother from another mother.
On FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Easy to get in touch with the show as well. 251-343-0106. Call or a text. 251-343-0106. We'll get to some of those texts here in a little bit. Also, as I mentioned, busy around here as it usually is in August, but even busier than normal as we head into football season. We're in, what is it on? I want to say we're in week two. For UMS Dalton, but is it like the zero thing always messed me up? What week are we in?
They called this past Friday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That was week zero. So
I'm tired of the week. Okay,
even though
now this is week one.
Yeah, even though every team but maybe three technically played their first games for the season that counted on Friday night, this will be week one on the way. We had Daphne, Bayside, and there may have been one more school. I think Bayside may have had a jamboree last week. But yeah, they called that week zero. And now we're heading into week one.
Okay, so this is week one. So pretty exciting now, Friday nights, having high school football here at FM Talk 106.5.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, you know how much I love football, love sports, love talking news. I just love talking. But football to me is, it's my time of year, right? I love it so much. And what's happened, because I love sharing that love of football so much, is that this is now, I don't know about for you, we all have different really busy times of year, but August for me has become, okay, it's time.
Yeah.
We have all of these broadcasts on, and oh yeah, the College Pick'em Challenge. So I love it more than anything, but it's also, man, have we set this up right? And I'm pretty sure that this year, College Pick'em and our broadcasts will be more on point than they've ever been. So it's very exciting.
So we'll get into College Pick'em here in just a second. But yeah, on the college side, we start our college broadcast tonight.
We do. And the Auburn Sports Network ready to roll at 6 p.m. now on Wednesdays through football season.
Right. So they moved it. Once you get used to something, they're going to move it. So.
Yeah, exactly. Here's how I picture that happening with Auburn, by the way. And unfortunately, they've had three coaches in the last 4 years, 5 years. Yeah. They've been through a couple. And I think that they go to those coaches and they say, we need you for the coaches show.
Yeah.
And Hugh Freeze was probably like, well, I'm only free on Mondays.
Yeah.
We have to practice
shows
the rest.
Usually work. To me, they're like a Thursday thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Leading into the weekend, you've done kind of the bulk of the work, getting your team ready for that week. Thursday kind of seems like a nice night for that. I don't know if Hugh Freeze had a standing tea time the rest of the week that made Thursdays difficult for him, but it was Monday during the Freeze era. Alex Golish, who, you know, I watched him when he was with the Tennessee Vols, probably the best year Tennessee has had in a long time. May have even been the same year that Dolly Parton came down and sang Rocky Top.
Yeah.
That might have been a Bama game.
Feinbaum talked about that yesterday.
But during the best offensive year for Tennessee, Alex Golish was the offensive coordinator, and he had them humming. And then he ended up going down and becoming the head coach in South Florida, nearly pulled an upset over Nick Saban 3 or 4 years ago during a rainy game down there. And I think he is going to be great for Auburn. And from what I can tell, Auburn fans are pretty fired up about him, too.
Right. The few of them that communicate with me. But they seem to be fired up about Golish.
Yeah. And so I'm really excited. And hopefully you don't have to wait long as an Auburn fan, because in college football these days, your destiny could turn on a dime. And what they went out and did, they went and got his quarterback, Byron Brown, who was with him down in Florida. And they're paying him a lot of money. But while other parts of the team may take some time to get the depth where it needs to be and get the really good players in the positions they need to be, starting with a really good quarterback is a great start. And he has a lot of players on that team that know his system and know how he expects them to perform during practice and during the games. So I think Auburn fans, I think they may have a better year than even they're ready for, or at least that's what I'm hoping for.
Sure. Yeah.
And I don't think, you know, 8-9 wins, I don't think that's off the table for Auburn this year. So it'll be fun watching that ride all the way through, starting tonight with Tiger Talk.
And 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. And then immediately after, we have Tiger Talk Overtime tonight. And, of course, the FM Talk family, the Auburn family, suffered a massive and unexpected loss earlier this summer when Doug Holton passed away.
Right.
And he was so amazing with Auburn and talking sports, and I enjoyed so much when we would get to hang out off the air and talk about these things.
Yeah.
And he was such a lover of Auburn, and so many, you know, people around here and local businesses that you would hear on Tiger Talk Overtime, mm-hmm. and Doug had such great relationships with so many people. It was obviously really, really sad around here. And we started thinking, you know, Tiger Talk Overtime, who would fill those shoes?
And then we said, oh, yeah.
And we kind of started by going, all right, well, who's a true Auburn fan around here? And
yeah, he happens to do 9 to noon on the station.
And Jeff Poor, I know a lot of people only know him as a political voice, but I think when he's away from the mic, he'd much rather talk some Auburn football mm-hmm. with him, some Auburn basketball, and he's been able to take his son and more recently sons to some of these Auburn games. And I could tell you for a fact that Jeff Poor, the Auburn fan, is ready to talk some Auburn. So he's going to be on tonight, and I don't know if he let this out the bag. Maybe I shouldn't. Who's going to be on with him tonight?
Oh, the heck with him.
Josh Moon.
Yeah, Josh.
Also a big Auburn fan.
Which is crazy. Yeah, Josh Moon, opposite politically of Jeff.
Yeah.
But they're both big Auburn sports fans.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be fun to have those two together.
It really will be. It'll almost be like Hannity and Combs, yep. but just talking Auburn.
But then the thing that they agree on, you know, they disagree on this other stuff,
yeah.
but they super agree on this Auburn thing, which is interesting.
So I'm as interested to tune in tonight to hear kind of what Jeff has in the works for Tiger Talk Overtime. I know a lot of it will be commentary on what's said in the previous hour during Tiger Talk when you get to hear from Golish, and I don't know if they plan on having the athletic director, but, you know, they have a rotating mm-hmm. cast of people that come in for the Auburn feed for Tiger Talk. So that's all tonight, and very excited about that. Next week, if you listen to Mobile Mornings, Auburn Sports Today starts mm-hmm. again Monday. I had someone texting in and asking this week, yeah. when are you going to put Auburn Sports Today back on?
We only get it when Brad lets us, when he sends it to us.
Yeah. So yeah.
We don't decide. It's when Brad Law and the crew up there start sending it. It's next week.
So it'll start next week. UMS football, as you mentioned, on Friday nights. If you didn't get to hear the call this past Friday night, I thought that coaches, Michael Knapp and Kevin Rayleigh, were amazing on the call.
Great job.
Really good job. If you just had someone who's not...
Those boys got some polish.
If you had someone who's not from the area listen in on that and said, all right, what kind of a broadcast do you think that was? They would have in no way have said, I think that was a high school football broadcast.
Right.
That sounded professional. That sounded really good. So I'm excited to... And we'll talk with Michael Knapp tomorrow morning to get ready for another big game, tough open to the season for UMS, starting with that team, Jackson Prep, they played last week, who ended up being really, really good. They have Mountain Brook coming down on Friday night, and then, not that it gets any easier, but St. Michael Catholic next Friday night. So
they had themselves on the TV.
They did. And they get a bye this week, so they get a little break before UMS next week. And then still monitoring the health of Gunnar Rivers, of course, too, who was injured. So, yeah, football's going on. And for me, it's very exciting because college pick'em's back as well.
Okay, so those of y'all that are new, there's a bunch of people say, I know, we've been doing it for years. There's many, 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 many hundreds of y'all that do this every year with us. But if you're new around here, check this out. So this is a way to win fantastic prizes, mm-hmm. but also to blank talk,
yeah.
to crap talk each week.
Which I hear a lot from you when you're ahead of me in the standings.
That's right.
I don't hear so much of that on the weeks when you're behind me.
Well, because it's only like a week that I'm behind you. So. But yeah, talk about this. Somebody who's never played this before.
Yeah, and this year I really... we've been doing this for several years now, and you kind of come to expect what people have the most trouble with as far as getting signed up and then making the picks every week. So I really wanted to pay attention this year and make it as easy as possible for people to sign up. And I think if you go to our website, if you go to fmtalk1065.com, you can either just go right to our main page and then look at the top menu where it says play the FM Talk 1065 College Pick'em Challenge, or you can type in, you know, fmtalk1065.com/pick'em. And right there, detailed instructions and the link to go to our FM Talk 1065 Pick'em page, the actual contest page that you'll need to bookmark and go to before every Saturday. And what happens, we give you 10 games each week. And the first week and like the last week get a little kind of weird. Maybe not the last week because you have conference championships, but this first week you have a lot of cupcake games and you have not as many huge games to watch for. And by first week, I mean next week. So we're not starting with week zero like they are this weekend where they had three games or so. But when Auburn and Alabama and South Alabama start their seasons,
when East Carolina shows up to play Bama.
That's right. And when Auburn hits the road to Atlanta to take on Baylor, September 5th, that is when our contest officially begins, which means you need to be in and signed up before September 5th and get those picks in. So you have about a week and a half to do that. And we're going to have an awesome prize package. Spring Lace Hardware is back on board.
Good job.
We're looking forward to that. And Tip and the crew there do such a great job year in and year out. We pick 10 games each week against the spread. And if you're unaware of how to pick against the spread, there's a great explainer on the website and that link that I mentioned earlier. And it also tells you how to make your weekly picks, when they lock, which is at kickoff for each game. And if you've played in a previous year, what you'll need to do, because we have a host that runs this contest, run your pool.
Yeah, when you see run your pool, that's the background for us. People say, well, it doesn't say, no, run your pool is the place we're putting it. It's where we're storing this.
That's right. We need a host to do this. And previously we used ESPN, but then once we started getting so many people playing and such big prizes on the line, wanted to make sure they didn't shut us down midway through the season. Mm-hmm. So we found a host that is an expert at contests like this, and that's Run Your Pool. You don't have to pay anything to play. At all. You just need to...
there's no fee to sign in.
No, you create a sign up or you log into what you've used
previously. And we're not brokering your data or anything, too. It's like...
None of that going on.
I don't have the tech to do it. We're not...
Now, what I will tell you is Run Your Pool, because they also like to make money, you know, beyond what we pay them for this contest.
Right.
They're in on all that fantasy stuff as well.
Yeah, they're going to try to get you... Yeah, they're going to be serving you ads to try to get you to do the other stuff, but like, I've never done it.
Yeah, and what I've found the best way to do this is bookmark our contest page once you're in. And I would go browser only. You can download the Splash Sports app. It's a little harder to navigate. If you've done it before, it shouldn't be a problem. But whether you're on your mobile phone or on your computer, wherever you like to make those picks, bookmark that page. And then you just have to click on that bookmark every week. Go in. Picks should be up around Tuesday, week in and week out. And make those 10 picks, and then it's just wins and losses at that point. Whoever at the very end of the year, after the conference championship games, has the most wins, a.k.a. the most points, then you're our winner. That's it. That's how simple it is. The grand prize goes to whoever has the most wins throughout the year, and we have had some extremely close contests.
You wouldn't think so
after 14 or 15 weeks.
No, but we've had
some that have come down to the very last game. So the trash talk, it's all so much fun.
Yeah, and a reminder, we're all going to trash talk. We can't win the prize. When you see us in there, Coker Deep Ball.
I was going to ask, are you thinking of changing it this year? Are you going to keep the Coker Deep Ball going?
Coker Deep Ball has been good for me over the years. So when you see that, that's me on there, and I'm going to be trying to beat all of you every week, but I can't win the prize. Mm-hmm. So and Dalton and Dan are going to do the same thing, and so is Jeff Poore. Maybe he's going to be involved in the mix. I know our buddy John Sharp from AL.com. There are a bunch of folks in the media that will be in there trash-talking, but we can't win the prize. We're just in there to start trouble.
Yeah, and, you know, none of us have been in the position to win the prize. So I know we make that disclaimer year in and year out, but
I think this is my year.
I think you're wrong, because I'm thinking it's my year, actually, that I'm going to be...
That's cute.
So whenever we award that grand prize at the end of the year, I'll be right there, and I'll say, hey, good job winning second, listener. I won first place.
Go and see if you can do some betting on the fact that Dalton will not be the winner because he knows too much.
Yeah, that's how it is, right?
Because I make my picks like going, I don't know. I think they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool. They beat that team last year. I think they could beat them.
And yeah. I think you stomped me last year in the picks.
Yes, I did.
Absolutely rolled through. Coker deep ball, throwing it deep. So, yeah, fmtalk1065.com/pick'em. That's a pretty good detailed account. But as I tell everyone every year, and we're open about this, dalton@fmtalk1065.com is my email. Or you can text or call the station, and it'll filter its way to me. But the most direct way is if you want to shoot me an email, if you're having any issues at all, don't be afraid to let me know, and I'll get you signed in or find a way to figure out how you can get to your picks and things of that nature.
All right, so y'all get signed up, get this rolling. And also, while we're talking, before we wrap up about sports, our boy Feinbaum that you hear from 2 to 6 every weekday here at FM Talk 106.5 is on with Dana Dalton on Fridays.
Yeah, and I think we're going to get that started next Friday as
week
well.
Week from Friday.
Yeah,
right?
Presented by Bryant Bank. We'll have Paul on for the first week this season leading into those big games on September 5th, 6th, and 7th. So that's always so much fun talking with Paul. And if you haven't gotten a chance, too, to kind of cross-promote here, I thought that Rob Holbert and Lanyap wrote an excellent cover story
on Feinbaum.
This past. It was actually Rob who wrote the story after a conversation with him. But some good stuff on Paul Feinbaum that he wrote up last week. And if you love listening to him 2 to 6 every weekday, or if you don't have the time or don't like it, it's kind of a different vibe for our weekly hit with Paul going into those games. So that's always a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to starting that next week.
All right, now that you're all caught up, and I'm caught up as well, we can get those questions answered going forward. But the I don't want to tell you the deadline, because I want you to do it now, but the deadline is going to be pretty much September 4th.
Yeah.
Get that done.
Yeah, you want to get it done before those games begin.
We'd like to go ahead, and so we don't have problems and people calling Dalton. We'd like you to do it sooner than later.
Yeah, and the entries are going up, up, up. You want to get in before it locks down.
All right, coming back to it popped out here. Meta has now settled their social media addiction case with California. How much money are we talking about? Well, stock is trending up. I'll talk about that when we come back.
Listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, so welcome back, Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. Grab a couple of texts here before the news. Then we'll get to that Meta story as well. Very cool. Mail lady had texted in, delivering books from Dolly Parton's Imagination Library right now. So the mail lady is, while we're talking about the legacy of Dolly Parton, delivering those books. Pretty sweet stuff. I like that. Thank you for that heads up. And I'm sure that is going to continue, even in her passing. Texter says, my son was UMS quarterback in 2019-2020. All his Bama buddies from Mountain Brook, or as I was taught to say way back, Mountain Brook, are talking smack, really need UMS to show up. Yep. The Mountain Brook thing, you know, because I mean, I'm from here, so I said Mountain Brook. I dated a girl in college that was from Mountain Brook, because I'd say, hey, yeah, you live in Mountain Brook. No, Sean, we live in Mountain Brook. We live on Shook Hill in Mountain Brook. And I'm like, okay. They, like, you had in that house, like, just if you were like, need a Diet Coke or something to drink, it was, you were like using crystal glasses. You know, like, mom had nice crystal in the house, but Lord knows you weren't allowed to touch it. It was just like, it was just weird for me. You know, you go in somebody else's house, they're like, well, mama says you're going to have it, you're going to use it. I'm like, okay. This is great, great text here. I don't know who this is from. Unnamed texter, I think, unnamed texter. So said, and this is so very true, that, by the way, unnamed texter, Dalton reacted to this. He said something like this the other day. So they texted and said, during the break, there was a national news update that proclaimed Chinese humanoid robots had broken the world record in the 100-meter dash. Then they immediately say it was faster than the fastest human, Usain Bolt. I've heard these comparisons for days. Statements are so ignorant, so stupid. Bicycles, cars, airplanes are all faster than Usain Bolt in the first 100 meters, but somehow they keep comparing these machines with humans. The comparison is ridiculous. Well said. Well texted. Texter, that's true. Which, by the way, too, although I got introduced to some of this, Dalton says if you go on Twitter and look for Chinese robots, you'll see it. He's been showing me, I guess they have the robot games going on over there in China. like different track and field events and like kind of Olympic events and have robots doing it. Now, watching the one running, it did scare the crap out of me because of how fast it was. But then again, it ran itself into some kind of wall and then fell over and sparks came out of it. So maybe it's not concrete, not completely dry on the robots, but your logic texture was a beautiful thing. And more of that, please. Be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 135, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Always good to talk to our friend Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. First up, let's get an update on precious metals. What are we looking like today for gold, silver, and maybe platinum and palladium? What's happening?
Silver is still on the down. Well, it's up from where it was, but it's still relatively low to compare to where it was a few months ago. So it's in the just under 70, and then gold is still over $4,600. But it's still a good time to invest into gold, into silver, because predictions are that it's going to start going back up again.
Yeah, and there's this ratio, too, that Ron had taught me over time, of a ratio of gold price to silver price. I don't have the computation in front of me, but he's told me about it, and that's one of the ways you can sense if there's upward movement, right, available for silver.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, that's kind of, you get education when you're there. Let's talk about the flip side. People selling. I mean, they just heard that number for gold. You got one earring, not the other, whatever. You got pieces of gold that you're not doing anything with. You can get some real money. You've talked to me about people came in, thought, I don't really have anything, and walked out with a lot of cash in their pocket.
Oh, yes. People would come in and, you know, it's just a bunch of jewelry they've had laying around, like you said, scrap stuff where an earring went missing or something got damaged. They didn't think much of it, or grandma's, you know, jewelry that they didn't fancy, you know, because it's out of style or fashion. They came in and walked out of here with, you know, $500 or more, just depending on what it is.
I like it. So, get rid of that stuff you just, you know, you don't need, you're never going to use, you're never going to wear, and get some cash for it. Tell folks how to find you.
We're at 2204 Government Street in Midtown Mobile. You can find us on Facebook or on our website, mobilebitcoins.com, or you can call us here at the shop. Phone number is 251-725-1590.
Hey, thanks, Anna.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, there she goes. So, let's talk about this Meta settlement here. And I watch most things like this. I'll watch news stories because I'm in that business, but I also watch it from the financial side. Market seems to like it as Meta's picked up today, just this week has picked up. And today it's significant. Let's see, it started at 566 and change a share up to 585. The market must like this. I guess because it's now a known thing. So from CNBC, Meta settles social media addiction case with California and other states for $16.7 billion. Said Meta and a coalition of state attorneys general have settled a major federal case centering on the allegations that the social media giant misrepresented the extent of child-related mental health harms caused by apps like Facebook and Instagram. The case, brought by a group of 29 states, was co-led by California Attorney General Rob Bonta and AGs from Colorado, New Jersey, and Kentucky. As part of the settlement, Meta has agreed to pay $16.7 billion. Says Meta. The settlement was revealed in court filings released today that detail several requirements Meta must make to its app as part of the proposed consent judgment. All right, so there's money in this, but also things they got to do. Those changes would include daily usage limits and nighttime blocks for teenagers who use the company's apps, quote, enhanced age assurance measures, end quote, that would prevent children from using them, and the creation of additional tools for parents and guardians. As part of the settlement, Meta agreed to pay $16.7 billion. The state of California will receive $1.5 billion to $2.1 billion if the court officially approves the settlement. So they're getting a pretty big check here. I guess Alabama doesn't get any here. I don't think we're in the suit. Texas was not part of the group settlement, but has now agreed to a $1 billion payment separately. Well, what about us? Bonta, so he's the attorney general there for California, said, today we've secured a settlement with Meta that will make social media less dangerous for our kids and make a world of difference for children and their families. Meta has agreed to make massive transformations that will reduce the risk of harm from its platforms and will do it within months, end quote. Several state AGs touted the $17.1 billion settlement amount. That number includes more than $459 million for claims related to Cambridge Analytica matter, which dates back to 2018 and was separate from the child safety case. Each party has waived its all rights to appeal this final judgment, according to the filing state. I don't know what I thought the number would be. But, you know, I mean, that's, well, let's do the math. What would that, so it's $16.7 billion settlement. That's like six Mobile Bay Bridges. I mean, that's like, we'll deal in Bay Bridges. That's like six Bay Bridges. Says here at CNBC, they're watching, I guess, what I did. Meta shares rose about 1% as of early afternoon. They actually rose more than that and dropped back a little bit. They said, which is subject to a broader effort by AGs to force changes to social media companies, had seen its stock sink more than 8%, but I guess the market likes that they know what the settlement amount is. The trial, which kicked off with the opening arguments last week, was being held in the Oakland Federal Courthouse in California, co-led by Bonta and AGs from Colorado, New Jersey, and Kentucky, who represented a bipartisan group of 29 AGs in a combined case stemming from a 2023 lawsuit. Let me see if Alabama was in on it. I hadn't heard. I mean, usually, if we're in on it, there's enough press releases that come out from Marshall's office. Maybe we were. I didn't see that. If somebody can, are we one of the 29 states? I just hadn't heard that. So I don't know if we are or not. So there it is. Meta has made a settlement. And it said, oh, here's how it's going to work. Okay, no, maybe we are in it. Because it says the trial has been suspended pending review of the agreement between the parties. In Bonta's announcement detailing the settlement, he noted that the effort involved a bipartisan coalition of 51 attorneys general. Okay, so that's all the states and a protectorate, I guess, in the mix. Meta said the settlement agreement included a payment of approximately $18 billion, which will be, quote, distributed in annual installments over a 10-year period. How much did the Sacklers have to pay in the, right, when they avoided jail time, right? But what was in their opioid thing? How much did the Sacklers have to pay? Was it, somebody can Google that, because we're talking about, I keep, $16.7 to $18 billion. You know, what's a billion here and there when you're Meta? Said the participating states will receive about $12.7 billion, or 70% of the total settlement payment over the next 10 years, according to Meta. Those states can receive the remaining $5.3 billion, or 30%, as long as Google's YouTube and TikTok implement certain app changes, such as daily time limits for youth, age assurance measurements, and a night mode. You know, the kids are already figuring out how to get around this, but Meta's rivals must also agree to pay an amount that matches the remaining 30%, with half of the remaining funds tied to YouTube's payment and half tied to TikTok's. Meta said it expects to, quote, accrue a legal expense of approximately $10 billion in the third quarter of this year related to the agreement. But the stock is still up. The only notable executive to appear for Meta was Instagram chief Adam Mosseri, who testified that on Tuesday he doesn't direct employees to withhold certain child safety and product information from him to provide cover and mislead the public. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg was slated to potentially testify later in the trial, but I guess they've made the deal here. So what do you think? $16.7 billion. Let's go refresh the ticker here. Yeah, so it's leveled off some. The stock had jumped back up to 585, but now is leveled off here, 579. So if you did go buy Meta, you know, what, a month ago or something, you probably got yourself a deal as it's popping back up now. Let's see. Yeah, billion here and there. I'm with y'all. Yeah, you know, it's billion here, billion there. All right, from the text line here, Monty says zero is nothing and nothing is nothing, so how can we have something during nothing? The week zero, Monty, I don't know. It breaks my brain with the week zero. Let's see. Fire dog with like a haiku here, butter spread, or maybe like a garlic cheese type spread. I don't know. I'm hungry. All right. Know where that came from. Maybe sometimes we get texts that are supposed to go to somebody else. Pat. Oh, yeah. I remember this. Pat said, I just hope I can end anywhere close to second like I did last year. Pat was almost the winner last year for College Pick'em. Let's see. This comes from, I think, unnamed texter. All right, unnamed texter said, thank you, Sean and Dalton. I feel like so much of the news are these ridiculous headlines to support false reality. I think the liberal media does the same thing. Fox News even does the same thing. But you and I, Dalton, rewrite through these things, and our common sense conservative beliefs are still majority across the country, at least as of the last presidential election. I'm worried about the midterms because so many people can be persuaded by my $30 or $40 extra month for gas, but at least the election common sense prevailed. I'll say this. I can talk about what it is to fill up the tank of my truck, and it's a lot of money. But everything goes up with that, right? So, we pay more at the tank, but everything's going to cost us more money. See, Greg said, Michael Knapp, who Coach Knapp there is, you know, one of your 50% of the play-by-play for UMS, you'll hear on Friday night. So Michael Knapp's a great guy, lived in the same dorm in college had at Auburn. Yeah, Greg, and asked a good question here on the Meadow settlement. What can the money be used for, and what does that settlement do for the state? I don't know. I don't know that, and I don't know how it's going to be allocated. What was the, I guess we could all stop and I could type it in, you know, and fill it up in a data center somewhere. But what was the Sackler deal? What was the Sackler deal? Well, I tell you what, we'll go to the news break and I'll find out. So for the opioid settlement, what did the Sacklers pay, and what did, you know, Purdue Pharma, and what did, compare that with what Meta. So Meta's anywhere from $16.7 billion to $18 billion in the settlement. I like the fact they got cash on hand to do that, too. That's a pretty strong company. And what did they pay for the opioid thing? We'll talk about that when we get back. 251-343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Get to the text line here. And although, let me answer that question too. So I did the Googling during the break there. So what do you think? What do you think it is? Because I pointed out that anywhere between $16.7 billion and $18 billion is what the stories are saying, that the agreement between Meta and the states that filed the suit, right? So we got, it's with California getting, and I think they led the thing, they're getting between $1.5 billion to $2.1 billion of that. It didn't seem like our state was like signed on to it. Maybe we did, but it does say here, attorneys general for 51 attorneys general, so that's, you know, 50 states and a protectorate there in on it. But yeah, so the total there, they're saying $16.7 to $18 billion. So I asked, not that I don't think Meta has caused harm out there. I'm not doing that, but so that's that number. So I said, what was the Purdue Pharma, the Sackler family? What was the deal on that for the opioids? So here you go. Purdue Pharma opioid settlement, $7.4 billion. So the damage that was done, deaths, families ripped apart. Yeah, I mean, the overdose is the story. I mean, $7.4 billion. But Facebook, Instagram, their damage to children, they're saying, is $16.7 to $18 billion. This is striking. I mean, maybe that the opioid settlement should have been more. You know, and the Sacklers not in jail. Yeah, it said total amount of the settlement for Purdue Pharma, $7.4 billion to resolve litigation over the opioid crisis. The Sackler family themselves contributed up to $6.5 billion paid over 15 years. Purdue Pharma contribution, the company, $900 million. So we talked about how big that settlement was back then, but I mean, $7.4 billion versus, let's say, take the low number of $16.8 billion in the Meta case. It's just interesting, the differences there on that. All right, to the text line. Let's see. Yeah, so I don't know. Greg had asked a question several of y'all have. What can the money be used for? The settlement, what does it do for the state? I don't know. And I don't know how much Alabama would get. And, of course, you're right. How do you distribute that? Who do you distribute that to? Do you distribute it, or do you say Alabama's putting a task force together or something like we do here? Chris in Orange Beach said, did you think that punk Zuckerberg, when he was in college, ever thought that he'd be able to pay a $17 billion for a fine? I don't know. I think he was trying to hit on chicks. Said, keep the money. The texture says, keep the money away from Meemaw. Put it on the overpriced bridge. That's from Dave. Don't know if that allocation could happen. We're taking our money. Do we say the don't doom scroll bridge and use the money for the bridge? The hey kids, don't spend all your time on social media bridge. So I don't know, and we'll see how much comes Alabama. I just don't see. I see other states listed in the news stories. That does not mean we're not part of it, because it said 51 attorneys general. So we're part of it. So are the allocations the same? Is it by population? Is it by number of cases in your state? This is all new. This is kind of breaking today. So hopefully we'll get some more sense on that. What does it mean here in Alabama? But it did stick out to me. The Purdue Pharma, the opioid settlement, $7.4 billion. And it's, you know, it's 16.7 on the low end to $18 billion on this Meta case. Let's see. Somebody sent me a screenshot here or something. To all crude oil hit $126 barrel during the Iran war. Now it's $85.95 as of today, down 40.41 or 32%. By that math, $4 gas should be $2.72. Somebody's screwing us. I don't think it's the war. I think it's the oil companies. Oh, there's a little bit of, I mean, the war causes, it gives them the reason to do it. But the problem is, they say, we don't get any oil through the Strait of Hormuz. No, but it's a global commodity. It goes on a global market. Keith says the FDA actually allowed them to put a label on OxyContin saying it was not addictive. If you've watched the movies or the TV shows, freaking which ones, I've seen a movie and the TV show on it. If what the dramatization showed is halfway true, it makes me want to puke. Basically, yeah, we know it's a bad thing, but hell, we're selling the hell out of it. Keith also says, love some Dalton Orwig. He's such a well-rounded guy. He can talk about anything, but I'm especially fond of him talking about sports. Yeah, he can talk about sports at a level I'm not even close to. I'm kind of fond of him, too. But don't let him hear that. Brandon says, so are we getting a check from Facebook? My kids are damaged. Laugh out loud. I mean, I think it did some damage with my kids. Social media. I think there were some things that I can point out. Were they like, do I say that's worth X number? I don't know. But the danger is, too, though, like Greg and others have said, if the state gets it and comes up with a stupid way to allocate the money, it'll just be gone. It should be gone. Old guy said the opioid deal was legitimized by the institutional players, maybe. Yeah, maybe. I have no gauge to say when they came out back then with that $7 billion settlement for the opioid crisis. I don't have the knowledge or the experience to say, okay, that's a good deal or not good deal. I don't know how to do the numbers on people who lost children, families torn apart. I was like, I guess that's what it looks like. But if that's what that settlement was, but the Facebook Instagram one is more than twice, It's once again, I'm not saying that the deal they struck today on Meta was bad, but maybe we look back and go, gosh, did we get shortchanged on the opioid front? Bob says it'll be spent in Montgomery and in North Alabama. Well, I wish I could say, Bob, that would never happen, but we've seen that to be true with other big paychecks that come to our state. All right, Paul Feinbaum Show on the way next. See you tomorrow for another Midday Mobile.